This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Our top stories first. Cabinet decides to tighten lockdown. Government bans mobility of people from one state to another, from one local level to another, and from one district to another to check coronavirus infection. Three more coronavirus cases confirmed in Nepal, bringing the total cases to 9. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds telephone conversation with his counterpart at Bahrain to express concern over the state of Nepalese there. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal says government moving ahead as per the suggestions from health experts to combat COVID-19, and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 64,000. Infection cases in US tops 300,000. Now the news in detail. Nepal confirmed 3 more coronavirus cases yesterday. Ministry of Health and Population informed that among the confirmed cases, 2 are males while 1 is female. In a regular media briefing at the ministry yesterday, spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Bikas Devkota, informed that those confirmed to have contracted the virus are 2 males recently returned from India and a local woman from Kailali. One infected male is a 21-year-old male from Kailali and another is a 41-year-old male from Kanchanpur. Likewise, the woman is the relative of one who was tested positive earlier in Kailali. Dr. Devkota said coronavirus infection cases have now entered into the second phase and it is the first time having a locally transmitted case. He also said that the time duration of the quarantine could be reviewed as the case was found positive and the person returned home after undergoing 14-day quarantine. Spokesperson Dr. Devkota informed that altogether, 69 people have been tested in the isolation wards across the nation. 15 of them are receiving treatment in the hospitals of Kathmandu Valley, while the rest of them are being treated out of Valley. 1,441 tests have been carried out so far for the National Public Health Laboratory. 8 coronavirus-infected persons are receiving treatment and the health condition is normal. One has already returned home after complete recovery. Government has decided to tighten the lockdown to check the coronavirus infection. Informing about the cabinet decision held yesterday, government spokesperson Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara informed.
The government has decided to stop and check mobility of people from one state to another, from one local level to another, and from one district to another in order to check the spread of coronavirus. The government has decided to have rapid tests in Kailali, Kanchanpur, and Baglung district, which are more vulnerable to coronavirus. The state and local governments need to work more effectively in the present situation, including for ensuring strict adherence to the lockdown. The cabinet decided to make immediate arrangement of personal protective equipment for the health workers, recognizing their important role in the current situation. The government has already ensured insurance scheme and other incentives for the medical workers. The meeting also decided to appoint Rabindra Batroy and Kunsan Lama as expert in the Criminal Offense and Punishment Determination Committee. Furthermore, Dr. Shankar Kumar Shrestha has been appointed as an expert in the Victim Protection Committee.
Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal has said the government was moving ahead following the suggestions of the health experts to combat the coronavirus outbreak. In an interaction with experts at the ministry yesterday, Minister Dhakal said the ministry was carrying out its activities following the advice of public health experts. He also praised the role of health workers and doctors in this critical hour. He shared that he held discussions with an organization of East Southeast Asia countries under the WHO on Thursday regarding the situation of the pandemic. Chair of Nepal Medical Council, Dr. Bhagwan Koirala, said that all should be made alert on the possible deadly situation of the coronavirus. He added that the rate of lab tests should be intensified at least 1,000 on a daily basis. Public health expert Dr. Arjun Karki said that the government efforts were positive as the whole scientific community was still in confusion in this case. Main opposition Nepali Congress has urged the government to massively expand the test for COVID-19. The Nepali Congress has said the country has entered into the second stage of transmission with the laboratory examination of swab of a local woman resulting positive for coronavirus, issuing a press release yesterday, Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma urged the government to have strict measures to combat further infection. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mari Pokhrel has directed Education Secretary Mahesh Prasad Dahal to take stock of Nepali students in Australia. The minister's instruction came in the wake of the Australian government's urge for Nepali students to return home if they were finding hard times there amidst the coronavirus crisis. According to minister's personal secretary, Purna Kesi, the secretary has been asked to assess the condition of the students in coordination with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Nepali Embassy in Australia. The number of Nepali students in Australia is 58,000. The Australian government has urged foreign students to go home expressing its inability to do something for their relief during crisis. The Supreme Court has ordered the Ministry of Health and Population to provide information regarding the steps it has taken in connection with health institutions refusing treatment of coronavirus cases. A bench of Justice Havi Prasad Phuyal issued this order in the name of the Ministry on Thursday. The Apex Court, in its order, has asked the Ministry to also furnish information whether or not the health service were being regularly delivered, whether arrangements have been made for conducting tests for coronavirus easily. The Supreme Court order also requires the representative assigned by the Ministry spokesperson and the Director General of the Department of Health to be present in the court today along with the information. Nepal government has intensified facilitation to send back the foreign nationals to their homes via chartered aircraft. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Department of Immigration and Nepal Tourism Board are making coordination through the embassy of respective countries in this regard. The foreign tourists stranded in Nepal due to ongoing lockdown are being airlifted to reach their respective countries. Nepal Airlines wide-body aircraft are going to be chartered for the purpose. According to Tribhuvan International Airport General Manager Devendra Kesi, over 500 foreign nationals so far have returned to their countries following the same process. Chief Minister of Sudur Paschim Province, Trilochan Bhatta, has directed the officials at the Province Health Directorate to intensify the efforts to contain the coronavirus and treatment of the confirmed cases, saying the province government has left no stone unturned to the containment of the coronavirus. The chief minister directed the health officials to carry out their responsibility honestly. The Nepal Oil Corporation has clarified that there is no shortage of LPG gas in market despite the nationwide lockdown. The Nepal Oil Corporation informed that the consumers could easily get half a cylinder of gas belonging to various 18 companies from Teku-based National Trading Limited. It further informed that the National Trading Limited has made arrangement for consumers to buy the cooking gas from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. The Nepal Oil Corporation further informed that it has been delivering the gas at the home of people with disability, elderly, and people staying in quarantine. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to the news. Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, has started a fundraising campaign for the support of the Nepali national affected by COVID-19. The association has already committed rupees 10 million to the government of Nepal for this purpose. Apart from this, NRNA has set up an NRNA COVID-19 relief fund and has started raising funds. NRNA President Kumar Pantha said the amount collected in the fund would be spent in aid for the Nepalese within Nepal and abroad as per the need. The association has urged interested individuals and organizations to contribute amount to this fund by visiting the website nrna.org.com. The Karnali state government has started sending food items to the mountainous districts in the state via aircraft. The state government decided to supply foodstuff to Humla, Dolpa and Mogo districts through private aircrafts. In case of Humla and Dolpa, air service is the only means of transportation. Minister for Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment and Supplies Committee Coordinator at the state, Nanda Singh Buddha, said supplies to the districts got from easy access to motor-able roads were made through chartered flights of Sita, Tara and Sumit Airlines to ensure citizens' right to food during a nationwide lockdown. Nepal police have brought it to use the Nepal Police mobile app for providing information on various incidents. The police headquarters has said that one can get information on COVID-19 pandemic as well as on their other incidents like domestic violence, kidnapping, narcotic drug abuse, road accident, misusing people, murder, among others by means of the mobile app. The app has been updated to include information on the control of coronavirus pandemic as well as violation of the lockdown, black marketing and other related issues. The app can be downloaded from Google Play Store and the App Store of Apple. You are listening to 8am English News from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. New York State of the US has recorded 630 more coronavirus deaths, another daily record that takes its total to 3,565. Most deaths have been in New York City. The state now has almost as many cases, over 113,000, as the whole of Italy. Governor Andrew Cuomo said infections could peak in between 4 and 14 days. In his daily coronavirus briefing, U.S. President Donald Trump said he had assured Mr. Cuomo that New York would get the resources it needed. The U.S. has more than 300,000 confirmed coronavirus cases and more than 8,000 people have died with the virus. According to Johns Hopkins University in the U.S., globally more than 64,000 people have died and nearly 1.2 million have been infected by the virus. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says that the country is close to passing the peak of infection as the number of coronavirus deaths fell for the second day in a row. Mr. Sanchez also extended lockdown measures until 25th April, saying the restrictions were saving lives. The total death toll from coronavirus in Spain has surpassed 11,947. A shootout between suspected drug cartel hitmen has killed 19 people in the northern Mexico state of Chihuahua. The state government said on Saturday it was one of the country's worst outbreak of gang violence this year. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mainly fair throughout the country with chances of becoming partly cloudy in the hill regions towards this afternoon. Isolated brief rain or thunderstorms are possible at one or two places of the hill regions. Now, Kathmandu Valley's weather report recorded in the last 24 hours. Maximum temperature 28 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 10.7 degrees Celsius, humidity 86%, sunrise at 5:50 a.m. and sunset will be at 6:24 p.m. today. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal. Now, headlines once more. Cabinet decides to tighten lockdown. Government bans mobility of people from one state to another, from one local level to another, and from one district to another to check coronavirus infection. Three more coronavirus cases confirmed in Nepal, bringing the total cases to 9. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds telephone conversation with his counterpart of Bahrain to express concern over the state of Nepalese there. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal says government moving ahead as per the suggestions from health expert to combat COVID-19 and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 64,000. Infection cases in US tops 300,000. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Odisha. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. And next English bulletin will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.